All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Lot going on with the Phils. 9.5 up on the Braves. Now, the Mets won last night. The Dodgers won. The Cubs won. And the Tigers won. And the reason I list those four teams are because they're all, battling with the Phils for best record in division, league, Major League Baseball. All five teams with the best record in baseball won last night. So it is amazing. As good as the Phillies have been playing, they're still just a game and a half up. You got to give the Mets credit, man. They are pushing.
And four of those five teams you listed are National League teams, which we expected coming into the year, but that's notable. If we're talking about top in the league, you know, home field, all that stuff.
Here's where it's also notable. The Braves better get their act together a bit. I mean, it's not quite June yet. We'll be there soon, but, they got to pick it up. So, because there are some good teams in the National League. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer. Get those questions in on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. I have a question I'd love to pose to Daryl Morey, but of course, John, he'll never, ever, ever, ever come on the show. But one of the million questions I'd like to ask him is, did you turn down Ben Simmons?
Ooh.
For Tyrese Halliburton.
I don't even know if I want to know anymore.
Like, we've heard reports of it.
Tyrese has said it himself that he heard that he was being traded here.
Well, he may have heard it from people that reported it. I didn't know who to believe. I'll just say that.
You normally don't hear players say, I heard I was being traded.
I didn't hear, for instance, like Woj say it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know. But my God, if he had that available a couple of years ago and said, no, I'd rather have James Harden. Because I remember that was that game, John. You might remember like 3-4 years ago, Halliburton playing for the Kings scored like 40 something on the Sixers. We were mesmerized watching him, and that was when he was not even as developed. And anyway, it's he went crazy last night, triple double, historic triple double. Knicks in a huge hole, down 3-1, and Towns injury late. I don't know. Will he be able to play Game 5? I don't know. Won't surprise me if he doesn't.
The Indiana Pacers are going to be in the NBA Finals, man?
And I still don't think they're that good.
I know you don't. This is.
I know.
You're going to have to change your whole thing. Remember the whole the Raptors, that franchise will never.
No, that's different. They changed with Kawhi.
No, I'm using it as an example of something that you have done the entirety of our show, where the NBA has changed in the course of our show.
It has.
Where I don't think we can say these things anymore. Where it's only like three teams that can win. It's like not really.
No,
anymore.
It's more than three. But I'll say this: I still don't think the Pacers are that good. The Raptors changed because they got Kawhi. I hear you.
I know, but the Pacers have a real chance to win a title.
I just don't think they're that good.
I get it.
Why don't you think they're good?
But they're about to win a title.
I didn't say good. I said that good.
Why don't you think they're that good?
Because I think they have one player that's like truly outstanding.
I think the league has changed.
Similar to OKC. I mean, that kind of seems like it's the Holmgren model that's working.
You got a couple others.
I think the thing is, the league is so deep now. There's so many players that I don't think the big threes and stuff is the way to win anymore.
Well,
I think it's depth. I think it's having a bunch of dudes who you can roll out there is like the new kind of thing.
All right, so we'll see where it goes. But, the Knicks are in trouble. And hopefully tonight, a Braves hitter's ribs are in trouble. Not his head. Not his head. I'm not calling for the head on him.
I like how you did that.
A Braves player's ribs. Now, Darren in South Philadelphia is a fine man, and I know he agrees with me. Good morning, Darren.
Joe, you're a smart guy, and it pains me.
You could stop right there, but keep going.
How in God's hot sun last night did you think we were going to throw at the Phillies? It made no sense. It was a one-run game at best, and then you want to bring up Matt Olson, who is maybe their best.
Well, I floated it. I didn't say do. Hold on, Darren. I didn't say do it in that moment.
You were annoyed. You said you were mad. You said maybe.
Well, I'm annoyed that somewhere along. I mean, someone's. Listen, hold on, Darren. Hang on. You got a bunch. Before all those guys got on base, you do have a first batter in innings. Like, you could drill one of them, you could.
It's too close to the game.
It was close.
In a one run game.
I know.
Top of the ninth. No. Like, Joe, you're a smart guy. I give you crap, but that might be one of your dumbest takes ever. I was annoyed because
Do you want to see someone hit tonight?
If we're up 7-0, absolutely. I'm sorry, okay. I'll do you one better. If we get up 3-0 with Wheeler in, absolutely beam Acuna in his ribs and let's go. But it's situational at best. I agree the game has evolved. We don't do it like that, but not in a. We want to beat the Braves. At the end of the day, I want the Braves dead in the water. By June. Okay. Let's not play with it. Let's get it over, and let's hope the Mets do what the Mets do and choke. But, Joe, smart guy, Wrong situations. Situations, everything in baseball. You know that, man.
Well, listen, the irony here, Darren, is a lot of people are agreeing with me thinking they're disagreeing with me. I mean, I you know, I'm...
Situational beaning. I like that.
Yeah, you're actually with me.
No, Joe. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Thank you.
The situation is wrong.
Okay, I'm with you. I got it.
Mentality, but you have to pick your spots. And last night was not that spot at all. And one run game is never the time. No, because it just takes one bad pick. Let's just be honest, our bullpen isn't the best right now. You really trust Romano to beam someone in the top of ninth?
Let me tell you something. Romano, shades of Rivera. Yeah, right? All right, Derek.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is the guy who you were saying, I don't even like the way he looks. I don't like anything about him. I'm completely out on this guy. You back?
Poor Romano. People are really coming for his crazy eyes.
I know. Joe was one of them.
That teenage angsty thing, I was down with it from the beginning. I saw a guy that was just going to be a lockdown closer. Yep. I could tell the first week of April, lockdown closer. Mm. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, knowing that Spencer Strider hit Bryce Harper last night, do you want to see the Phils retaliate by hitting a Braves player? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question. So Pro Football Focus has a big thing out on ranking the 32 starting quarterbacks. They have Jalen Hurts fifth. They have him in the Tier 2 category, not elite, but Tier 2. We ask you this Twitter poll question. Is Jalen Hurts...
That sounds pretty elite if you're fifth.
They rank the tiers. Actually, the tiers are called Tier 1 is elite, yeah. Tier 2 is high-level starter or whatever. That's how he ranks. It's not Joe editorializing.
They break it down. Mm-hmm. Is Jalen Hurts a Tier 1... Here's the Twitter poll question. Is Jalen Hurts a Tier 1 elite NFL quarterback, yes or no? You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I pose both those questions as a way to pose this question. What's the best debate out there? Now here's the reason I ask that, because we've got a shot for you to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils and Cubs, a game in 2 weeks, June 11th, afternoon game, 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com to purchase them. You can also, of course, just win them here today. You may remember last week on the station we had debate week, and we had a lot of fun on a lot of different topics, Jalen being one of them. I mean, let's be real. What we do a lot of times here is debate-oriented, even if it's not framed as such. I mean, today we're essentially having a debate on whether the Phils should have plunked a Brave last night, whether they should plunk one tonight. I mean, it's kind of what sports radio in a lot of ways is kind of based on. You know, you're sitting at the bar with your buddy and you're talking, and then somewhere along the line someone invents radio and it's like, oh, let's take this to radio. Okay, I'm glad they did.
Shout out to Marconi.
That guy, exactly. So we'll ask you, as you can call in to weigh in on the, you know, should they plunk a Brave or not, but also give us a great answer for what is the best debate. Best debate. Now, not everything, I'll say this. I mean, there are some things like, all right, abortion. I guess it's a debate. I mean, I suppose it is. It's also a real hot-button issue. I think I'm thinking more along the lines of...
more fun debates. More bar type.
Is Jalen Hurts elite? Like, you know, that's... Now, that gets a little unfun sometimes, too, but at least it's more fun than the abortion topic. All right. Give us a great answer. A great answer. Because there are so many notable debates in sports and out of sports. At 215-592-9494, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the Phils tickets. Sean, what's top of mind for you when it comes to a debate?
If I split a sausage long ways and fry it in butter,
okay,
and then I put it on a potato bun with some cheese and some mustard, maybe ketchup, I don't know, whatever you want.
I have no
idea. Is that
idea
a sandwich?
This thing.
Or is that a hot dog?
My answer.
That's a shame.
It's neither, because it's a sausage.
It's a sandwich.
You just said a sausage.
But he's saying with the bread, you know.
It's a hot
point
dog,
is,
then.
He took my answer, and I'm trying to stall to think of another
one. Wow.
Right.
Is the hot dog a sandwich? A popular debate this morning.
It is
a
debate. Hot dog and butter.
Yeah, it is a debate. Devin, we'll give you a moment. You got to regroup. Seltzer, a debate.
This is one that I don't think should be a debate. I think there's such a clear answer, and yet I still get into debates, including with our own Tucker Bagley here, who has the wrong opinion, Coke versus Pepsi.
Coke versus Pepsi. I agree with
Tucker
you. It's clearly Coke.
It's clearly Coke. Pepsi Thank you. Guy? See, you knew that everyone knew that. Yeah, yeah, Tucker loves Pepsi and will fight me about it.
It's
crazy to me.
In my world, it's my cousin Doug. He's the only person who feels that way. Now Tucker and Doug.
I don't like either.
Well, that's your fault. That's very weird. Rhea, give me a debate.
We've debated this here vociferously. Did Shane die at the end?
Oh yeah, at the end of Shane. Yeah, well, the problem was we were getting into a conundrum between the movie and the book, and that. But I hear you. Did Shane die?
Well, let's rephrase. You were getting into a conundrum.
The rest of us are okay. We know.
We're just talking about the movie.
So a lot of ways to go. First off, let me say this: the JFK thing, I guess, is a debate. You know, to me, it's more like we don't have all the information to know.
Somebody does, Joe.
And I would say the same thing with the aliens thing. Like, do we have all the information?
Somebody does.
I'll just say this. I'm not as into we don't have the information. John, you know what I mean by that? Like, those are to me, they're a little bit more mysterious.
Incomplete
stuff. Like, I don't think the heart of what we're looking for is incomplete data that leads to confusion.
Yes. Okay. We have most of the information to work with.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right. So put that thinking cap on, boys and girls. Give us a great debate. The best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win Phillies tickets for the game coming up in about 2 weeks. Today on our show, you can win those tickets. Give us a great debate. Let's get to Patrick. He's calling from Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Great, Patrick.
Pretty good, Patrick.
So listening, you know, in the moment, when he gets drilled, you know, I'm listening to everyone talk, and I'm like kind of proud of myself because I've moved past. I shouldn't, not entirely, but like I'm definitely one of these guys that like I'm a reactionary person, you know what I mean? And like you drill them, somebody's getting drilled, but I take a step back and I'm like, you know what, man? That's you don't see that in baseball just anymore, and like I've kind of. I guess, thinking about it, I'm like, I guess I've kind of moved past that, you know, where...
Well,
you know,
the way a lot of players,
Burl,
are.
Burl Weaver, like you don't see managers getting thrown out.
No.
You don't see all the insanity. I mean, look, Harper, I forget who he went after early in his career with the Nationals, you know, where he went after a guy, you know, he got hit and man, he was he had the eyes of like a linebacker coming at you, John Ritchie.
But Patrick, weren't you convinced last night? I was convinced at some point that we would retaliate. Like I was convinced that if it had been, you know,
well, the close
as
game
serious
is
what you know we're making it out to be, that the Eagles would have responded. The Phillies would have responded appropriately there, and they would have returned the plunk.
But I think the close game is. Likely why it did not happen.
But I'll
say this, Patrick. It's entirely possible the Phillies may not retaliate. Because to your point, Patrick, there has been a shift in the way people respond to these moments. And you know, these 25-year-old players and 30-year-old players, they didn't grow up with Nolan Ryan, let alone Bob Gibson. Look, I didn't grow up with Bob Gibson, but I grew up with the lure of Bob Gibson while Nolan Ryan was pitching. And you know,
you don't have to go back that far. Cole Hamels plunked Bryce Harper.
I know he did. I mean,
oh, sure.
Matt Strom plunked a Dodger last year after he hit Castellanos. I mean, it's not like it's completely out of the game.
No, it's not.
It isn't. But you know what, too? A couple things I thought. First of all, Topper. Look at who we got running the ship at the helm. Like, Topper's not a fired-up guy. He's not going to be spitting his chow out and throwing his hat and yelling at someone on the bench, you know, calling the bullpen saying you're going to, you know, he's not going through all these gyrations like he's going to out of his mind. So I think it starts at the head, you know what I mean? But, like, I was thinking about this, too. If Harper wasn't hurt as bad, let's say he got drilled, wasn't hurt. John Ritchie, what do you think Harper's reaction would have been? If he wasn't so doubled up in pain, I think we would have seen our reaction that some of us want. Like, there's still a part of me, believe me, I want that in baseball. And like, I don't know what, like, all this we're talking about, like, I get it. It got me fired up on another level, like, we're missing all this in hockey. I'm watching these hockey playoffs.
Well, I agree, Patrick.
And it's just like hockey is still not hockey to me.
I love it
above all four. But like you know, I don't know. Somehow we've moved past all this. And
well, that's
right.
That's right.
Happened. I just you know, it's like damn. I must have missed the memo. Like baseball just doesn't do this anymore. And yeah, we you know you do see retaliations, but in a tight game like that, an opening game in a series against Atlanta, yeah. a tight game like that, I definitely was not expecting anything. But I sure as hell would have liked to have seen what Bryce Harper would have done if he wasn't hurt so bad.
All right, Patrick, give me an answer for a big time debate.
First of all, Rhea, man, you absolutely killed it last week, and I'm listening to this and I'm thinking about your son, and I'm like, man, that poor boy doesn't get away with nothing in the Rhea Hughes household, because, like, you know, you're such
a bulldog. I hate to say it. He's kind
of
got
that.
Me wrapped around his finger.
Well, yeah.
I'm a bit of a softie.
No, I love the bulldog in you, and you absolutely tore Elliot apart. The debate, I don't know if this is too big, but how about, you know, how did this earth get here, Joe?
You know, I'm going to put that in the category of we just don't have enough information. I don't think that's the heart of what we're... I mean, that's why I said the JFK stuff and the alien stuff. Like, you're going into we just don't have enough info. I mean, I hear you.
Theoretical.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's put it this way. Tupac and Biggie, their catalogs are out. Their songs are known. They both died. There's nothing new coming. Well, Tupac could have, you know, apparently he stored stuff away. But you know what I'm saying. Like, we know their songs. There's we know it. So make your decision. Who's greater? And it is what it is. Stuff like Earth, like that to me is not, that's more the mystery. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game. Obviously, there was tremendous concern in the moment with Bryce Harper, and it was good to hear afterwards that it's not clearly as bad as it could have been. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game on Bryce Harper's condition.
I guess the obvious question is, how's Bryce, and any long-term concern or short-term, even about tomorrow and beyond?
I don't know. We'll have to reevaluate in the morning, but the x-rays were negative, and, you know, he's certainly in a lot of pain. So whenever you're one of your top hitters or your best hitter gets hit like that, there's always some concern, but he's a tough guy, too.
That's got to be a heck of a deep bruise. John, I know for you, football, you know, guy might be like, get back out there. But baseball was swinging a bat. That's not the same. You know, that's the kind of deep bruise. I would be surprised if he plays tonight. I'll just say that. I'll be surprised if he plays.
I don't know. I do not know.
I don't either. But I'll stand.
Once upon a time, I was surprised when guys would sit for any sort of injury with pro sports. And now it changed.
Yeah. But he clearly got drilled. Let's listen to more of Rob Thompson on Bryce's condition.
I mean, you're always concerned, you know, the little crack in the bone or whatever. So the x-ray, thankfully, was negative. But, you know, we'll just have to see tomorrow.
I mean, they're very lucky the x-ray is negative. I remember a game when Lenny Dykstra got hit. He was out for, I don't know, 2 months. I remember Chase Utley getting hit. He was out for a month or more. I mean, it can really alter a season sometimes when a guy gets drilled. And, you know, if you missed it, Bryce was freaking drilled. But it just so happened that, you know, x-ray is negative, which is fantastic. All right, 215-592-9494. Give us a great debate. Tell us where you stand on whether the Phillies should plunk a Brave tonight. We'll have some fun with AMA. You ask, we answer. Those questions coming up next. Phone calls as well on a busy Wednesday on 94WIP.
Temperatures are rising, and the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. But don't worry. Call Horizon Services right now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services is here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because your home should always be a relaxed and stress-free place to be. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you. They'll make sure the work gets done on your schedule and helping you save money. With Horizon Services expert technicians, you know, job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon Services and keep your home comfortable and worry-free no matter what the season is. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.